Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio 89.1, where we explore the people, stories, and events in our seven-county listening area in central Iowa. I am one of your hosts for today, Susan Franzen, together with my co-host, Marty Miller. Hi, Marty. This is a pretty special day for you, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is, Susan. Yes, we are so fortunate to have Haley Grant and Kaylee Jasperson. They are a duet, and they are called the Harmalies here. So they'll be performing tonight. We are so fortunate to have them perform tonight right here at KHOI at our studios, which the address is 410 Douglas Avenue. So we hope to have you all come. So I would just like to explain, though, how the Harmalies got here. I first saw them on YouTube some years ago, actually. I've been kind of tracking them through the years and got on their email list, address list, and there was an email that came through that said they're doing tours throughout the country. So they want some small venues, house concerts, and I said, come to Ames. I would love to have you come to Ames. So here they are. I got to talk to Joe Lynch, who's with us at KHO, and Susan, and we all agreed that this is a great place to have a concert here. So, Haley and Kaylee, welcome to Ames, Iowa here. And
thank you.
I would like to have you describe your music.
I would describe it as folk Americana, a little bit of pop. What do you think?
I think that's good.
Yeah.
And who sings and who plays what instruments?
Me, Haley. I sing and I play guitar.
And I sing and play bass.
You know, let's start off with some music from you guys. Do you have something that you could tell us what you're going to be performing? Which song?
Yeah. This one is called Collecting My Change, and I actually wrote it about Kaylee's childhood a little bit.
Yeah, growing up, my parents had a jar that was pretty a good-sized jar, and they told me that if I filled it up with all my loose change, we could go to Disneyland. And we did. We went once. And it was awesome.
I feel like six-year-olds don't have a ton of loose change.
No, my dad usually just let me put his change in it, so.
Great.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll keep the job by my window.
Yes. Love those harmonies. You know, I love you guys. I mean, those harmonies are right on. You know,
thank you
nailed
so much.
Them really good. And the instruments, really great here. So thank you for that. The Harmelays now, that's what you call yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come up with this? What does that mean?
It's very simple. It's Kaylee, Haley, plus Harmony. Harmelay.
Yep.
Man, you've been the talk of the town. We've been trying to find, where did that name come from?
Yeah.
We looked it up in the dictionary, didn't find it, you know. And so, anyways, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to learn a little bit about Haley. So tell me about yourself.
I grew up in a suburb of Chicago. Started writing, like, poetry and short stories and things like that when I was young. Found out who Taylor Swift was and just loved that idea of writing songs instead of poems. And then I asked for a guitar and started writing songs. And then I ended up going to Belmont University for songwriting. And now here I am.
Absolutely. Kaylee, it's your turn. How about you?
Yeah, I grew up in Colorado in a small town in the mountains. And I started playing bass when I was in seventh grade because my band director needed a bass player. And he just basically pointed at me and said, do you want to do it? And I said, I guess so. And I fell in love with it and played all through high school. And I had an amazing teacher in high school who told me when I was debating whether or not to go into music for my career, he asked me if I could think of doing anything else. And so he said, come back to me at the end of the day and let me know. And I came back and I was like, no, I can't think of doing anything. And he said, if you would have come back and said anything else, I would have told you to pursue that. But since you couldn't, then you go for it. So then I went to Belmont University because they had the best electric bass program that I could find. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I'm a bass player, too, for the Barn Owl Band. And I have appreciated your bass playing.
Thank you.
Actually, I've seen you play upright bass,
mm-hmm.
which is my instrument here.
Mm-hmm.
I have an electric bass, too, but I love my upright bass, too. It's such a great instrument here. How did you become a duet, though?
Well, it started with, we had a big band.
This was like a few years ago.
Yeah, and it was with all of our friends, just having a good time. We had about a 7-piece band that had accordion and drums.
Yeah.
Like a lot of guitars.
All sorts of things going on there.
We kind of realized that half of us were really serious about it and half of us wanted to just kind of play music for fun. And so those of us that were more wanting to make this our career decided to split up.
Yeah.
And we became a trio. And then about a year and a half later, we became a duo.
And here you are here.
Yeah.
What's so nice about, too, you write your own music here. And, you know, you are from a long tradition of actually folk singers that are the troubadours of our country that started music in our country by traveling throughout United States. And that's what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Guthrie did it. Pete Seeger did it. And there was a time when Pete and Woody actually traveled together. We have a whole history of this. So tell us about your tour, which is actually your adventure now. And two young women going across the country. If I remember reading about you, what, you're 23?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm accurate on my statistics. Okay. And traveling the country in a van. And so how's it been? And tell us about it.
Every day is a new adventure. That
Definitely.
Is for sure. We travel by Big Bessie. That is our 1997 conversion van. We call her Big Bessie. If you could see her, you would know why.
It is a Big Bessie.
It is a Big Bessie. And it's been really fun just meeting all sorts of people
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Yeah.
It's been incredible.
Right. You have another passenger in your van. I met last night.
Yeah. His name's Gus. He's a pug.
He's a pug, yeah.
He's the best traveler ever.
He is.
He just falls asleep in your arms as soon as you get in the car. So he's nice to have around.
That's right. He met my dogs last night.
Mm-hmm.
We had dinner together, and it was quite a noisy evening.
Yeah.
I think they liked each other.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah. Where have you been on your tour so far?
We started in Memphis, and we kind of swept down south through Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, Colorado, And then we played Wyoming, and now we're here. So we went all to the southern states while it was still pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed some 80-degree weather in Texas.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And then we came to Colorado, and it was freezing. So,
with some snow blizzards.
Of course.
You hit some snow. Yep.
We did.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to be able to avoid it, but
not quite.
Negative.
So it takes you to get stuck coming to Iowa. You get stuck in... Like last night, did you get stuck or this morning?
We did get stuck last night in the mud.
In the mud. Oh. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it happens. It's all good.
Oh, how did you get these gigs throughout the country you travel? How did you get them?
So Haley books everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a website that artists can use, and it's called Indie on the Move. And it lists off all the different venues in the different city and the different state. So I just look on there and kind of see where we would be a good fit, whether it be like a coffee house or like a low-key bar or like anything like that. And then we also try to do as many like house shows and little gatherings like this as we can, because those are always the most fun and intimate. I pick a route and then I send out a bunch of emails and see who bites.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you have another song for us? Right.
Absolutely.
Now, yeah. Let's hear some more music from the Harmalies.
This one is actually the secret track on the album, if you guys haven't heard it yet. It's called People Suck.
Thank you so much for that. I'd like to talk about your recordings here. How many have you done, and what are your past recordings?
As a band, we released an EP called People Line Up in 2013, and then we released our most recent album, Pretty Picture, Dirty Brush, in February 2015. And my past, I have a few EPs hanging out when I was like 15, but... those don't come out of the closet.
So your new release is Pretty Picture, Dirty Brush here.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting title here. And how'd you get your title?
We actually took it from a lyric of one of the songs called Last One Standing. We were searching for a title, and we found that there was a color-ish theme throughout the song, so we knew we wanted it to reflect that in the title, and we were looking throughout the lyrics, and that kind of stuck out stuck out to us, and we decided to run with it.
Surely is interesting, and it's an interesting cover because you two are on this the cover with painted faces and that sort of thing. So I expected to see some tattoos on you.
No.
Really, it was just finger paint.
Just finger paint, yeah. Nice picture, though. And this has been released, and how do people get your CD?
You can get it at a show. You can get it online at our website, and you can also get it through the typical distributors, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, pretty much anywhere online, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope.
Yeah.
Well, I nearly wore mine out already, so it's very good.
Excellent.
I've been playing these for various reasons. I mean, we did a little promo, and I've just been playing them at home. And I couldn't figure out the words, and I'm always bothered if I can't figure out the words. Mm-hmm. But the more I listen to them, the more, how could I have not seen this? This is so obvious. And your secret song is funny the way I discovered that. We had a little time at the end of our show, and I wanted to put in an extra song. I said, you know, there's a song right here. You know, it's not the one that's listed, but it's another song. So we've played your secret song on the air.
Awesome. She found it, folks.
All kinds of interesting things coming out of those lyrics.
I'm a big fan of lyrics.
Yeah.
And so it's wonderful to know that you started out writing poetry and then decided, well, I can do this with song. Because I really think some of our greatest poets of the 20th century have been songwriters like Bob Dylan. And so I think it's wonderful that you're continuing that tradition and amplifying it and bringing beautiful harmony into it. I just love your harmonies. Those are so neat.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you have some new songs you're going to introduce tonight or not?
We have a few.
We do.
We have a few, actually.
About three that have come out of the woodwork.
The woodwork, yeah.
Yeah, as artists, we're always looking forward to our recordings and what we're going to do in the future. So, you know, I'm sure your recordings in the future will be, with the new material, will be as excellent as this one. Did you do a Kickstarter program? I think that's one of the ways I got to know you guys, through Kickstarter.
Yeah, we did an Indiegogo, which is
very similar.
A fundraising platform. We got together with one of our friends who does videography and put together a little promo video for it. And we did really well, and it helped out a lot making the record.
Isn't that a great organization?
I mean, it's incredible.
I've donated a lot of money to Kickstarter because these projects are so good, and you need the money to do it.
Exactly.
You know, and going to your YouTubes, I saw your Bell Tower series. Tell me about that. They're really good music out of your Bell Tower series.
Yeah, so at Belmont University, we have a huge bell tower in the middle of campus, and we decided to film a series of videos through that. We got our friend to come back and help us do some more videography, and we just put together five of our favorite covers just to kind of get more material on the web.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
And the room
was also
great acoustics.
Yep, it was. But if you notice, our faces might be a little red in one of the videos because it was about
freezing.
8 in the morning,
and it was freezing. It was so cold in there.
Yes, that's right. I did see the shiver, you know.
Just a little.
And there.
Well, we're so glad that we didn't have that kind of weather for you here.
Yeah.
I think a few days ago we did.
Yeah, right. I think they brought their Nashville, Tennessee weather with them here. So thank you for bringing.
You're welcome. Of course. Yeah. I packed it up in Big Bessie.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's good. Okay. Do we have some time for some more questions?
We have some time for another song. Do you have
another song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're going to play our love song. We say that because it's really the only one.
I sip my coffee every morning across the table from you. I study lines that trace your face, and I admire you.
nice love song here. I'm curious to find out where your inspirations are. Who have you listened through the ages and have said, you know, I really like their music and I would like to be like them? Or that. So what artists have been your inspirations?
Growing up, I actually never sang. I only sang until Haley made me a couple years ago. So a lot of my inspirations are bass players. Like James Jamerson is one of my huge inspirations, who played with the Funk Brothers and all of the Motown tunes. I love Joni Mitchell and her style. And even like people like Jaco Pastorius and Victor Wooten, who, even though they're more funk-centric, I try and bring their vibe into my playing.
When I was growing up, I only had like two CDs, and that was Ricky Martin and Cher. So that was a very interesting collection as a child. But as I got into like middle school and high school, I started listening to Patti Griffin a lot and Brandi Carlile. Now I listen to a lot of Jason Isbell and Trampled by Turtles,
Milk Carton Kids.
Ooh, yes, Milk Carton Kids.
Boy, you hit some of my favorite. If I read Ingrid Michaelson, too.
Oh, yes, yeah. Ingrid Michaelson.
Absolutely.
Now, yes, I know Ingrid. She's a friend of my daughter's, actually.
Oh, really?
Who lives in New Jersey. And Allie, her other singer, you know, is actually a very good friend of Sharon, my daughter. So there's a connection there.
That's
awesome. When I said you, yeah. And Ingrid has been here, too. So
awesome.
She's,
very cool.
Yeah, she's one of the good ones. So in the future now, the Harmalies are going on, and so where do you see yourself? What's your aspirations in your future? What plans do you have?
Well, we plan on touring through the rest of 2015, and we actually quit our day jobs as servers in Nashville to do this, so we're basically going to be touring for the rest of our lives. But we're hoping to start opening for bigger acts.
That's the goal.
Go on tour as a supporting act.
That would be
and eventually
so
go on tour as a headlining act. Those are the dreams.
Okay. Yep. Making more recordings and
absolutely.
Being musicians, folk and Americana musicians that we all can enjoy in the future.
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
But now, this is not a question that Marty would ask because, of course, he's a bass player. But I'm looking at the instrument you're playing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like a bass to me. So could you explain that to
me? Absolutely, yeah. So I'm playing an acoustic electric Fender, which it looks like an acoustic guitar, but it only has four strings. And it has the body of an acoustic guitar, so you can still get a little bit of volume out acoustically without having to be plugged in, but I also have a pickup so that I can plug it in and have amplification. And I have, my strings look kind of different. They're black. And I use nylon strings to get a warmer sound rather than your usual steel strings.
Oh, well, it's really an interesting looking bass to me. It's not plugged in now, and so it's not an electric guitar now. And as you said, you know, everything's just a little bit different.
Right.
That's right. And, you know, yes, being a bass player, I have to carry around that big old upright bass of mine, which I love. I mean, you know, I've had it for 40 years or so, and I love the bass. Here, but I do play a bass like that too. I do have one too. So
okay,
you know,
you wouldn't have to ask that question,
right? So they're a wonderful instrument for venues like here, or when you're in the jamming or in the living room. So they're great instruments here.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it is time for a station break. This is KHOI, and you are listening to Local Talk, where we have been hearing from the Harmalies. We've been talking with artists Haley Grant and Kaylee Jasperson. The real host for this morning's show has been Marty Miller, who discovered these talented musicians and made arrangements for them to come to Ames and perform this evening right here at the Pantorium for 10 Douglas. And I'm lucky that they agreed to come to our studio live this morning, so that I could co-host the show with Marty and get to meet them and up close and personal. I mean, this is really great to have live recording in the studio. And incidentally, Kickstarter helped start the studio too. So we had an anonymous grant that helped us finish it off, but there's a little of that here. So yeah. I'm glad to know that we have that in common. We have been playing your music on KHOI. Particularly, it's been on one of our DJ shows, Lance Sumter's Blue Collar Philosopher, which airs from 10 to midnight on Fridays. And so people who've been listening to that have already got a little preview. So I'm sure they're excited to hear you live and also to hear some of your new songs. Now, I think you probably use it true. You probably don't want to preview any of your new songs on the air yet.
Probably not.
Okay.
They're not quite ready.
Haley likes to tweak them until the last minute.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now,
true musician.
And last week when we were talking about this morning and the concert, because we really needed to, you know, let people know about it, somebody mentioned, and I think it was probably Marty, that being on the road like you have been, really living on the edge, sort of inspires music. Have you found that you could write some songs as you've traveled along?
We haven't been able to really write a song yet. However, I've seen you jot down so many ideas in your little notebook. I'll look over while I'm driving, and she's just, like, writing, like, all these, like, words and
phrases.
Yeah.
So now, how does the composition go? I mean, does one of you write the lyrics for one song and another for another, or you collaborate all the time, or what?
I typically write most of the lyrics and the melodies. I come to Kaylee with like half a song, or I'm like, I don't know what chord to play here. And she tweaks all of the musical elements to it, like the lead lines and like chords and such.
Well, it's amazing to me that since you said you didn't even learn to sing until Haley, what did you say, made you sing?
Yeah.
Do it?
Well, I said, I have an idea for a band, but you have to sing harmony.
And I didn't want to.
And she's like, I don't know how. I'm like, your voice is perfect. Come on. You got it. You have good pitch. We're all good.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, this is amazing to me because that's the thing that really strikes me about your songs. I like everything about your songs, but the thing that really hooked me from the very first time I heard them was that harmony, that close harmony.
See?
And it's really amazing to me. This, admittedly, I haven't listened to nearly as much music as Marty has. But I think it's pretty exceptional. Wouldn't you say it's...
Yes, absolutely. That's why I said they have to come to Ames here. Yeah. So, yes. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, is there anything else that you'd like to play that that some of Lance's listeners might have heard?
Sure. Do you want to do Colorblind?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, and this is on their new album, their new CD, Pretty Picture, Dirty Brush.
I think this is one we haven't played.
Mistakes are following me. I packed up my things.
There's a beautiful song here.
It is a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, how long ago did you write that one?
Well, that one might be the oldest one on the record.
I think so.
I wrote it maybe three years ago this summer.
It's been tweaked a lot.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking of the first version that I wrote.
Yeah.
It was probably 2.5 years ago.
When we first met.
It was a slow, medley.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know what? I want to change it.
Yeah. What was the inspiration for that song? How did you come across that?
You know what? I think I was sitting in class and I was just like, because of course I wasn't paying attention, so I was thinking about writing in my head. And I don't know where I came up with the concept colorblind, but I thought that could be applied to a relationship and not being able to see the person that you love and not being crystal clear. So I think I just started toying with the idea at first.
Is it interesting how these things come up? Sometimes I don't write very much music. Once in a while, I do have a couple songs, and they kind of, in the middle of the night, float up sometimes like that.
Those are the best ones.
Oh, yeah. It sure is. So it's just so rewarding to come up with a good song and good lyrics and a good melody. And what's so nice about your music is that your melody lines are so nice. They're really catchy melody lines here. I really like them.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to put in a little plug for our concert tonight.
Absolutely.
Because, of course, people will hear a lot of the same songs. And as I said, I've been listening to these songs on and off for a couple of weeks as I thought about, how to play them on the air and where to squeeze in a little bit here and there. And I am so interested in what a different experience it is to see you playing them. And colorblind, somehow I didn't quite put it all together when I was listening to it on the record. But it's so obvious when I listen to you here and see you play it and watch your faces. And so I really think that, you get so used to becoming familiar with artists by their records that you forget what a difference it makes to actually see them live.
Oh, there's nothing like a concert. And here at KHOI, we have this nice, cozy room here so we could all enjoy you guys like it's in our living room here, right here on this. So it's a great place to have a concert.
Yes, well, sure. The concert this evening won't be quite as intimate as ours here in the studio.
I'd like to take just a minute now to talk about our program for next week, our Local Talk Wednesday program, which will also be musicians. These are the Marshall County Hangmen, a group from our listening area, who just came back from a road trip down to Muscle Shoals for a recording. And they stopped by in your hometown or your current hometown, Nashville. And so we'll have to hear their story from their road trip. And this is something sort of new for Local Talk Wednesday because we don't often have musicians here or live music. And so this is the first of a new trend, we hope, that'll be recurring not every week, but more often than in the past, with music and musicians. We are especially pleased to be able to record in our studio. There have been other recordings made in our studio, quite a few, for Heart of Iowa, which is an afternoon program and evening program, but not very many come in at 7 o'clock in the morning. But you've started a wonderful trend, and we'll be looking forward to sustaining that in the future. But we're glad that you were one of the first. This has really been a delightful day. Also, really like to feature musicians that are not well known, particularly local ones, but yours is really a different twist on that, and I'll tell you why I think it's so exciting. It's because Local Talk normally has a lot of programs that have been pre-recorded because we go out and do road trips. We go road trips to little other towns. We go to museums. We go to have interviews out with people. And this is a switch on that because you're on a big road trip and you've come to us.
We come right to you, yeah.
So that's a first. But we're going to have another twist on that next week with the Marshall County Hangmen, who just took a big road trip down to Muscle Shoals.
Nice.
And they were recorded down there. And, of course, this is really, really pretty exciting for us that a local Iowa band was recorded at Muscle Shoals. So they're going to tell us about their road trip next week. Mm-hmm. And so this is part of our great series. This is a series of two. Then we'll go back to doing other things. But we hope that we'll be able to do this again. And it's very, very great experience to be able to have you live in our studio, and
we're going to have to do many more shows, Susan.
Yes,
like this. Yes, yes.
That's right. You, I know you have a list of local people that you want to bring on.
That's right. That's right.
And now, do you have another song you'd like to do?
Sure. This one is called "Doll Made of Glass."
Isn't that nice? Beautiful harmonies, nice instrument.
You know, I wondered when you said the song that you said was your only love song. This sounds like a love song, too, of sorts. Maybe an unrequited love song.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah.
So do any of these songs have stories behind them that you are going to tell or will tell at some stage?
They have so many stories, and we always say that our last show is half music, half comedy, because we tell a lot of funny stories.
We try to be really funny. So,
if you do attend tonight, you will hear all of the stories.
So you get to hear the stories tonight. We're saving the stories. The songs you may have heard once.
But the stories
are new.
You got to come and hear the stories. Yeah. What's on your repertoire agenda here that you'd like to share with us?
This next one was our first single from this album, and it's called "I Keep Ticking On."
Ah, very good choice. Yeah, love it.
Woke up in an alley by my work, laying with myself.
What a delightful song. And that was your first single.
Mm-hmm. Off of this record.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Loved it. Very good. Thank you.
Do you have a song to close out with?
Sure.
Well, I'm sure they have lots of songs.
I know. But we do happen to have a few minutes
a
left.
A few minutes. So
in a rare luxury.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they'll compose a song right on spot here. Yeah, you know.
Alrighty, this one's called Talking in My Sleep.
I found myself a problem that I don't think I fix. Better duct tape my mouth shut to keep my secrets in. To keep my secrets in. Cotton sheets lay on the bed and let me doze right off. I got you right by my side. You think that's all I want? You think that's all I want? I've been talking in my sleep, and I hope you don't listen closely. Morning conversations, they ain't going so smooth. Wrong side of the bed. Thank you. got your plugs in. Yeah, you've got your plugs in.
As we close out Local Talk today, we have a couple of shout-outs for basketball teams in our listening area. Congratulations are sent on behalf of many of our volunteers who were proud of the Nevada team that won the Class 3A State Girls Basketball Championship. First State Girls Basketball Championship for Nevada. And another first was Woodward Academy's basketball team, which became the first residential treatment school in the 113 years of the tournament to qualify for the state tournament and to bring home a tournament trophy. Next week, Local Talk's frequent host, Paul Wearson, who does some sports announcing around the area, away from KHOI, is looking forward to bringing you some detailed coverage from these two teams. So listen in for a greater honor for the Nevada girls basketball team and Woodward Academy's basketball team. We are proud of you.
Well, your hosts have been Marty Miller, me, and Susan Franzen. And our guests have been Haley Grant and Kaylee Jasperson, the Harmelies. And their music, you heard their music, which is live right here. And to hear them live in concert, do come to our studio. It's the Pantorium, which will start, the concert will start tonight at 7.
That's
7
right.
p.m.
Live music you have heard was all from the Harmelies album. I guess it's all from your album, right?
Yep, correct.
The name of the album?
Sure.
Pretty Picture Dirty Brush. Yes. And if you see the album, you'll know why. This show was engineered by Rick Morrison. Our theme song is Backtracking by Al Harris and Tom Richards.
You can also listen to this show and all the of our past Local Talk shows online at our website, khoifm.org, where we are streaming live. You'll find recent shows on our homepage with links to our organizations and other resources mentioned on our shows.
If you enjoyed this show, tell your friends and consider becoming one of the 500 families, donating $20 per month or $250 per year to help us meet our operating expenses. We'd also like to hear your feedback either by phone at 515-292-2878 or contact us through our website, khoifm.org. Or stop in at the KHOI studios at 410 Douglas in Ames.
Local Talk is a radio production training workshop as well as a radio show. If you would like to join the team as a reporter, contact us at 515-292-2878. Your participation as audience are what makes KHOI possible. And thank you for listening. And see you again on the radio.